Here at WOMY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. While it's a mouthful, we would just like to say happy holidays and have a great rest of the semester. As always, don't forget to keep it locked, and we'll see you all in the spring.
People, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
All right!
Today's topic is one I believe we all think about. It pervades our pop culture and every so often boosts in relevance in the public discourse, if not just for a day, as new information and stories come out. The topic is aliens. Where does the public stand? It is important to note that due to COVID safety, my participants are rather limited, and therefore the group is made up of college students, both male and female identified, ranging from ages 18 to 21. Okay, so the question of the day is, do you believe in aliens? Why or why not?
You know, I think the term alien is very misconstrued. I do 100% believe that there are other life forms out there in the universe. Do I believe that they're the big scary green thing that comes and abducts people and probes them? No. But I guarantee at least five planets or, you know, I guess anything in orbit around in our solar system has some form of at least bacteria living on it.
I do believe in aliens. People see things like UFOs. And if they are not real, then what are they looking at? What do they see? Also, people have stories of getting, like, abducted by aliens.
The universe is pretty much infinite for the most part, so there's got to be other life forms out there that, I mean, we may not know of it now because we don't have the technology to see it now, but definitely there are aliens out there somewhere, and they're going to find us.
I mean, I don't know about, like, aliens are just stuff that's not on pretty much Earth, but there's so many, like, different planets and, like, just the universe in general that I feel like there is some other life form.
Okay, yes, 100%. I love this question. First of all, the universe, real big, right? There's no way that there's nothing, right? I have no idea what level of intelligence or sentience it has, but there literally has to be something else out there. And I'm really holding out hope that there's something out there that can actually think so we can go be best friends with aliens.
The first question I would ask the alien is, what do they think of our civilization here on Earth?
This is a tough question. What do they do for fun?
How they survive, how, like the basic needs that they need in order to function, what cool ass things they have there that maybe that's more advanced than us.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to invade our planet?
I'd probably cry, to be honest. I would cry. And probably, like, rethink what's going on in my life. And that would be like, what's up? How's it going? That's what I would ask it. I'll just act like it's normal human, you know?
So what have we learned? It would seem that the general belief in otherworldly life is a resounding yes. Thank you to my participants.
Brandon Martin.
Caitlin Rose McNamara.
Sarah Rose Descent.
William Ford. And
Clayton Evan Davis.
This could not have been done without your help.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Saturday, November 2nd, join SUNY Oneonta and SUNY Delhi at Morris Conference Center. Their 24th annual conference on volunteerism and social responsibility will be happening from 9:30 a.m. to 3:15 p.m. 4 different lead credits, free breakfast, and lunch will be served. On Sunday, November 3rd, stay tuned to WONY 90.9 FM. But in recent news, SUNY Oneonta's Heritage Language Institution has officially opened. It'll provide support and engagement for English language learners, so make sure you reach out to SOHD. sohli@onianza.edu. sohli@onianza.edu for more information. On Monday, November 4th, the Office of Sustainability will be collecting pumpkins. Bring your unpainted pumpkins to Hunt Union between 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. to be recycled. On Tuesday, November 5th, stop by the Great Room at 7 p.m. Take a break, unwind, and get creative for a variety of activity stations, including vinyl painting, rainbow loom, rock painting, and foam charm making. This will all be happening at 7 p.m. at the Great Room, hosted by the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center and the Office of Equity and Inclusion. This has been your news on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
conversations. Too late for me to find our peace and to stop you gazing into it. My eyes watching you. It's too late for me to renounce. Too late for me to call it down.
Sister. listening to WONYONIANTA. Keep it spooky and keep it locked. Ha 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 ha.
Dressed in fine blue, oh, your devotion, always sure and true. Far from the city life were the words you said. My only promise, love is here to stay.
¿Qué estás haciendo?
Estoy escuchando a Wony 90.9 FM.
Si es Wony, tiene que ser bueno. Beep, beep.
The Amazon's rainforest is being cut down so fast that by 2030, 55% of it could be completely wiped out. The Earth's forests can't speak up when they need help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Thursday, September 28th, the Office of Student Experience is hosting Bad Art Night at 6:30 p.m. in Union Square, Hunt Union. This event includes root beer floats, painting, the True Colors test, and free food. On Friday, September 29th, Global Education is hosting an international paint and sip, homage to your culture.